Okay, if you haven't tried it yet, check out Stella & Chewy's little intro packs. They are so cool. 8.5 ounces of pure, delicious pleasure with Chewy's chicken, Simply Venison, Stella Super Beef, the Duck Duck Goose, and the Phenomenal Pheasant. You can find out which one your dog likes, because I'm telling you, they're all good for you. They just have different flavors.
Your dog may like more than one flavor. You can rotate them.
Look at the Ladybug, the studio stunt dog, is actually looking up. As soon as we said Stella & Chewy's, she's like...
It's lunchtime. Line one.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
Hi.
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. Where are you today?
I'm in Indiana.
How can we help you?
I have a large dog, Malamute, and his mother was a registered lab. And I noticed a knot on the back of his neck a few months ago, and he's been having goobers in his eyes that look like blood, and he's been slobbering a lot. And I'm wondering if that's, you know, if I should really be worried about it.
Okay. Is the slobbering, is the drooling one-sided, or is it just kind of all out of the mouth all over?
I think it's just one-sided. I'm not for sure about it. Pretty sure it's just one-sided, though. I've noticed stains on the cover on his bed.
Okay. And is he rubbing at his eyes or his face at all? Are you seeing him bother with that?
No.
Okay.
But when I clean his eyes, it definitely looks like blood.
Okay. Well, and, you know, dogs do have some pigment changes to their tears in their eye, into their saliva. And there's kind of a natural brown color that can come from the tears and the saliva. And in fact, if you ever notice a dog that licks their feet a lot, you see kind of a brown staining, kind of like a rust staining of the fur. So some of that could fall into that category. I'm a little bit concerned because you mentioned some of that drooling accompanied with the eye discharge. And I guess the first thing I would consider would be the possibility that something inside the mouth, inside the oral cavity, that could be causing some problems there. Something as simple as a bad tooth or an infected root on a tooth can cause problems in the eye on that same side. And believe it or not, a lot of times we'll diagnose a bad tooth by a pet that has a sore right below the eye and or excessive discharge from the eye. So that would be something I would certainly do. I would lift up your pet's lip, look in the mouth, and, you know, certainly, you know, at a pet that age, I would get him to a vet just so we can have a good checkup from the head to the toe. But that would definitely be something that I could explain some of those signs. Otherwise, you know, there are some basic eye infections, some conjunctivitis problems where we need to get a pet on antibiotics. And they can actually have sometimes a bloody discharge from the eyes. So that too, you know, I'd like to look through the microphone, but I don't know that I can see all the way out to Indiana. And by the way, hey, you know, I'm a Hammond, Indiana resident originally. Got to put my little shout out there. But yeah, so I would certainly say, you know, looking at those eyes and potentially treating any infection that's there and getting a good look inside that mouth. So I would certainly say get your vet to take a good look there.
Yeah, I did make an appointment at the vet. I took him by there yesterday, but the vet was going to be out until Monday.
Yeah, what is that? You know, why are all the vets in Las Vegas working today?
They didn't tell me where he was, so I don't know. He may be in Vegas.
Hey.
You'll never know, because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Thank you
That's
so much
true.
For your call today. 1-866-405-8405 to connect with any one of the Dream Team.